Good morning. I am here today to talk about compassion. What is compassion, really? Well, compassion is another word for love. And compassion comes from love. But we have a different word to express compassion, because there is a quality in compassion that is not necessary in love. Love, in its perfection, knows only of itself. And so love has no need for compassion, because love is only aware of truth, what some people would call the absolute. Compassion is the extension of love that is aware of a belief in something other than itself. Compassion has an understanding of a belief in suffering, a belief in fear, a belief in rejection, abandonment, lack. Compassion has an understanding of that belief. And compassion also has an understanding that when one is fully focused on that belief, what it experienced seems very real. And compassion does not deny the apparent reality of that experience. But compassion also does not believe in it. Compassion has the ability to look right through the belief in suffering, right through the experience of suffering, and rest its eyes on self unaffected. Rest its eyes on love. Rest its eyes on reality, which is still clearly present and completely unaffected by any appearance. Compassion has no fear in it, because compassion is the extension of perfect love. Because compassion has no belief of something other than love. So there is nothing that compassion cannot look directly at. There is nothing that compassion needs to deny. Compassion can appear as one body taking care of another broken body, as one fed person feeding another hungry person, as one composed person embracing a person shaken by fear or apparent tragedy. And compassion can be tender and can be helpful at the level of form, without getting stuck at the appearance. It's able to look right through the appearance and be fully aware of the changelessness. Because compassion is fully aware of the changelessness in itself. By knowing what I am, I know what all other things are. And when I look out on the world, I see myself. And yet again, the difference between love and compassion, if there is a difference at all, the difference between love and compassion is that love sees only itself, only the reality. Compassion knows only love, only the reality. And yet it sees and understands the appearance. It sees and understands the illusion. If you're a student of A Course in Miracles, love would be synonymous with God. And compassion would be synonymous with the Holy Spirit. Every human has the ability to be compassion, to literally be compassion. But in order to be compassion, we must know who we are. If I still believe in suffering, in fear, in lack, in abandonment, rejection, then I will see it, and I may think I'm compassionate when I'm agreeing with the suffering. When I'm agreeing that someone is suffering, and I wish that they did not suffer, I send them prayers to help alleviate their suffering. I feed them because I think feeding them is the way to bring them out of suffering, or I give money because I think giving money is the way to bring them out of suffering. This is not compassion. This is the level of error. This is confusion. In form, it looks the same. Compassion can give money and does. Compassion can feed hungry people and does. Compassion can wrap its arms around a grieving person and does. But compassion does not believe that this help is needed in order to alleviate real suffering. Nor is compassion afraid to go there. Also, because compassion sees through suffering to reality, compassion is not afraid to put itself in the midst of apparent suffering and give money and feed and embrace. Compassion can be the presence of love in form, in the way that love is understood by those who believe in form, while not getting caught up in the believing itself. Compassion can go amongst the suffering and tend to wounds, and tears, and hunger, and fear, and disease, and at the same time look right through it to the reality. And silently focus on the reality. And join with the reality. Compassion is miraculous. It's miraculous because it can move amongst form, be with form, and yet see and acknowledge heaven. Anyone who does not feel capable of compassion needs to practice forgiveness on oneself. And what I mean by that is there are beliefs that you still believe that are getting in the way of your natural compassion. If you believe in lack, you will think the appearance of lack needs its opposite, abundance. If you believe in illness, you will think the appearance of illness needs its opposite, health. If you believe in loneliness, you will think the appearance of loneliness needs its opposite, company, in order to correct the error. And that's not true compassion. That has nothing to do with seeing the unaffectedness. And so, what you need is you need the healing of those false beliefs in your own mind. Or said another way, you need to discover the unaffectedness of you, of who you are. And when you know and experience your own unaffectedness, then you also know the unaffectedness of what seems to be others. Because you know that unaffectedness is the one reality that goes beyond all appearances. And in this knowledge, while there's still a perceptual world, this is where compassion arises. It's a very clear seeing that is not afraid of any appearance. It need not deny any appearance, nor is it fooled by any appearance. And it is indeed miraculous. Miraculous both for the one who knows compassion directly and for the ones who experience it or receive it when compassion is extended.